Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you, like me, think online shopping is basically surprise gifts that cost nothing? I already got the dopamine hit when I slam that purchase button, so when something turns up at my doorstep months or even just a day later, I've already forgotten about it. So now it's just another dopamine hit of a sweet thing that I apparently wanted, and it cost me nothing because that was past me's fault, and now I have a handheld robot dishwasher that I've used 3 times. And I can tell you, every time, it's a joy. Now, how would you feel in the same scenario, but there's a chance you just got your money back? If that sounds appealing, may I introduce you to buying a ticket to our current live show that's apparently happening on the 19th of February. Plumbing the Death Star Start 2022 Wrong is still going ahead in Melbourne at 5:30 p.m. So what are you waiting for? Slam that purchase button, get that sweet dopamine hit of A, spending a sneaky 20, B, you can now say you're supporting the arts in these trying times, and C, live that fantasy of, ooh, we're going to go out next month, maybe we'll even make a night of it, get some drinks later, go to a nice restaurant, really treat ourselves, and then we can go back home for a night of passionate lovemaking or sweaty fingering, either or at this point. And then, when the day finally comes round and we've inevitably had to cancel, guess who gets their sneaky 20 bucks back? That's right, you. It's basically free money. So what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes and grab yourself a couple of tickets for you and your loved ones. And if the show shockingly goes ahead, well, then you get all the aforementioned dinner and fingering. And that's pretty good too. Once again, who cares? Life's fucked. Planning is for the weak. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I am Joel Dusha.
I am Jackson.
Yo, speak up, cunt.
I had a bunch of spit in my mouth.
What were you saying?
I'm Jackson Baylor.
Okay, nice to meet you.
I'm Joel Salmon.
And today we're asking the important questions like, which would be the hardest fictional dog to train?
Training a regular real life dog, easy.
Yeah. Sit, good.
Yeah, stand, fuck over.
Sit, stand, fuck over.
Yeah, so you get a bit of sausage or whatever, good.
Yeah, hooray, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fistful of nuts or whatever your dogs eat.
Dogs, they love peanuts.
Dogs love a fistful of nuts. It's like, a fucking peanuts. Yeah, peanuts,
Brazil nuts, whatever.
Yeah, like nuts.
Yeah. Unshelled cashews, you gotta work for it.
Yeah, but fiction is rife with untrainable dogs.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's too many dogs in real life can go from small to big.
Yeah.
And from unruly and potentially murderous to kind and sweet and beautiful on the inside. All dogs on the outside look the same to me.
Okay.
Nice generic dog. I can't see breed.
No. Nice dog. It's a Dachshund. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All dogs look the same to me.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's some dogs that they're untrainable.
Yeah.
Like Old Yeller. Can't train him.
Gotta kill him.
Yeah. Take him behind a shed. He's done.
What do you do? You take Old Yeller behind a shed. You forgot the gun. You gotta punch him to death. That's bad.
Lassie untrainable, constantly going out and doing heroics.
There's a boy in the well. I don't care, Lassie.
I know, Lassie. I put him there.
I'm killing boys, Lassie.
In Wales,
stop
Lassie.
Telling me.
God, you better not be telling anyone else, because if I find out and I got to go down for all these like boys that I've been murdering,
I'm putting Lassie in the well. Putting,
yeah.
Buck, I know you're in the well, Lassie. God, I wish I knew how to train you.
I hate that you can only communicate in what is relation in wells.
Every morning, Buck, yes, I know there's water in the well.
Yes, I know.
I know what wells for.
I'm demolishing the well. And then Lassie gets really depressed.
Now where am I going to keep all my dead boys?
You've made being a terrible serial killer very difficult and not very fun, Lassie.
I hope you know this. I thought we'd have fun adventures.
Okay.
I thought we'd murder boys together and have a good time.
You've taken the joy out of this. Yeah.
You're a dog. Why do you care about a human life?
You've made this a chore, right? To be honest.
You know what? I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want you happy. Yeah. You happy?
I've turned over a new leaf. I'm a good guy now.
Yeah.
Terrible stain on my soul.
Yeah.
The weight of killing those little boys in the well will inevitably eat at me.
Previous to all this, Lassie, I was fine. I was untarnished. I loved it.
I would claim I would go to heaven still.
Yeah. But now you've made me realize I'm destined for the fiery pit.
Exactly. I thought I was doing the world a favor.
Yeah.
But now I realize that it was a not favor.
I've become so frustrated with you, Lassie, that I'm good now. And Lassie just stares at your tongue out, panting, because it is a dog.
Yeah. An untrainable dog.
You can't train that dog. Can't train him.
I was going to say Skippy, not a dog.
No, but hard to train because it's a kangaroo.
I'd also feel, I guess Skippy's easy to train, but not doesn't count because it's not a dog, because he's just blowing the leaf.
On the gum leaf.
Yeah, that's true. And then Skippy will do.
Yeah, but is that easy for a? Can you do that to a kangaroo? It just feels.
I don't think you really.
Yeah, they come
kangaroo.
Up. Yeah, you whistle at a kangaroo, it comes up and just punches you square in the dick and nuts.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, my testicles!
I
all my nuts
to do are this
in my guts.
Yeah,
my bag
leans
is
back
empty.
On his tail and slams its two big meaty paws right in the dick and nuts.
My sack's been flipped inside out by your booting.
Skippy? But this is good because, Skippy, you're easy to train. This is what I wanted.
Thank you. Intentional.
Yeah, here you go.
It's awesome.
It's a fistful of nuts or whatever. Good boy, Skippy.
I'm spending my time well on this remote station in the middle of the outback.
I'm handling isolation well, I feel.
Hey, you want to see a neat trick that I taught Skippy?
Yeah, give me that cup.
Boing, boing, boing. Yeah, good boy. You did it well. Oh, are you impressed?
It's funny either way, because if that's
two kids just watching traumatized,
is that
the trick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because if it's not the trick, but you're trying to play it off like it's the trick, that's funny. Yeah. But then if it is the trick, also good.
Anyway, who wants dinner? Go inside. And the kids are like, is Skippy going to do that to me? I don't know.
You try blowing this leaf.
No.
You play with Skippy while I cook dinner.
I don't want to.
Okay. I'll do it again.
Oh, my God.
Good boy, Skippy. Here's this sausage or whatever.
Oh, he loves handfuls of nuts.
Those easy to hard to train, hard to train, easy to train.
Yeah. But ultimately all trainable.
It's just
a gradient. Yeah.
But I think a fictional dog that you can't train, or if you could train, it's not going to go well, is Clifford, the big red dog.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. First of all.
Too big.
He's too big.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I live in a fucking 3-bedroom townhouse.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space. Like, we have a cat.
He could take up the whole backyard. Yeah.
Probably too big for the backyard.
His head's in the neighbor's backyard.
Yeah.
His tail's in the other backyard.
Yeah.
It is a townhouse, so therefore the backyard is less a backyard and more a courtyard. He's actually thinking about the size of Clifford, not fitting. Could probably fit in the lounge room just standing still.
Yeah.
Dogs are known for that.
I learned recently Whippets can't sit. Did you know this?
Whippets can sit. They just don't like it because they got a bony
arse. Yeah, so mostly what they do is just stand.
Whippets are so good.
They rule. What a great
Whippets,
dog.
Whippets, Italian greyhounds, and regular greyhounds.
Lurches. Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Awesome dogs.
So, I mean, I guess if Clifford was to sit down on his haunches and put his paws up, he could probably go into your house, but he would... break.
Yeah, it's
I would be
story.
Scared if Clifford was going to sit that a chair would go in his asshole or something. Because he's big enough.
Well, hey, please take a seat. Not that one. You don't want to sit on that one.
I mean, been in the dog.
What do you mean? It's been in his asshole. He sat on the chair.
If he sits basically anywhere in this house, well, stuff goes up him.
Potentially very dumb question.
Yeah.
But so the bigger an animal becomes, the bigger the noose becomes.
Surely, yeah.
Yeah? So how big is the biggest noose?
How big is the biggest anus? What do you mean?
Well, like a whale, right? But it's
They've
in the
got
sea,
different
so,
anuses.
Okay,
though.
What about an elephant noose?
I'm going to Google something very dangerous here.
But I'm guessing because it's
yeah,
still.
Yeah, private browsing on, I reckon.
It's still. You know,
yeah, well, it's
sort of
untapped grip
whatever.
And stuff.
I guess I could have left private browsing off because this is connected to the Sandspins account. So when
and
what,
this technically
what
is safe
has
for
the
this work?
Anus.
Yeah, how does that work? And how like, I mean, I don't know work? Enough about anuses, but if Clifford sat on like a stool,
yeah,
would it go up? Would it go up him, or would he? Would it? How did? Would it just get crushed?
Okay,
surely they get. Crushed.
Wouldn't go in.
Okay, so that's not biggest.
What is it? What's the alternative?
Because it's a bit like, you know, it's a solid bit of, you know.
It might just get crushed flesh. Under. So he might not, you might not have your furniture in Clifford's.
Unless
arsehole.
It was like in the right position.
Yeah. But then surely also the Clifford, the moment the stool was going, it would be like, oop, and would just sit up and it would just. Everyone, yeah.
But I mean, he's like a heavy. Can an elephant stop itself from sitting? You know, you just say the dumbest shit, and you just catch yourself a little, and you're just like, "What the fuck?
What does that mean? What can you possibly be saying right now?
Are you like a wild elephant? It's just that they're controlled too much by inertia?
Yeah, because they can get up again.
They can get up again.
Well, maybe at the midpoint in this shit.
There's got to be a point in like even out like in our lives when our knees give way like in about 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if we're sitting down, we're like, well, I'm committed.
That's it. There's no getting up from this.
And then it's kind
but
of
like, there
well,
was
now
like
that
say
I'm
there was a little
down,
butt
now
plug
I can...
on the thing.
Yeah.
Would it go in me if I sat on it?
Yeah. And you're like, well, I'm committed.
Yeah.
And,
like I can't avoid it.
So
nope.
If, like yeah, like with an elephant, if it's sitting down and then he's realized, oh no, I'm going to sit on this butt plug.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm committed. Or can they be like, what? And stop
gotta avoid that.
Or is it just depend on the elephant's like the fitness level and
I
the
also,
knee strength?
I just don't know where an elephant's anus is.
What do you mean?
What do you, near its under its tail?
Well, yeah, but like I don't know, like where, like if it sits, is the anus facing directly down on an elephant, or is it at like another weird angle?
What do you?
No, I get it.
Like animals have anuses at weird angles and shit. Like, and genitals are all fucking akimbo.
They don't
who
have
knows?
Butt cheeks, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell's going on under that tail.
Yeah, but...
I don't know currently where's mine pointing.
And I don't know when an elephant sits, so if it sits anus to the ground, or if it does some other shit.
Well, I mean, you'd surely figure that out from just watching the animal sit once.
No, I think I've seen an elephant sit and I still don't know.
But you know where the...
But I don't know where the elephant's anus is.
If an elephant's standing...
Yeah.
Also, it's a blue whale, by the way.
Yeah,
40 inches or some shit.
That's huge.
If an elephant's standing,
yeah.
Also,
yeah.
It took me a bit to find that, so it could also be wrong. So that's why I'm not leaning too heavily on it.
Yeah, fair call. Don't want to get caught
And also
out.
Accidentally started reading about horrible things.
I can imagine. Yeah. You did disappear for a bit.
Yeah, you went down an anus hole.
Like
I did go down an anus hole.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was mentioning stuff, and I was like, I know what this is about. I don't want to read about that guy again.
Yeah, that's fair.
People are sitting at home being like, what?
You know.
Does he mean?
You know.
There's a movie about it. There's another clue.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the thing with Clifford is that the more you love him...
No. Let's back up for a second.
Yeah.
If you see an elephant sit down,
do you
know where an elephant's anus is when the elephant's standing?
No, because I don't know. I don't know where the anus is.
Because it's going to be higher or lower than...
I just don't know the angle because it doesn't have cheeks.
My anus
goes directly out my cheeks, right? Cheek on either side, anus in the middle. An elephant's got no anus. So, like, what? Where the fuck is...
An elephant's got an anus.
I mean, he's got no cheeks.
Yeah, but like...
Wait, they have...
The same way that like a cat...
But they got like haunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know what a cat butthole is on a cat, yeah? So you know when a cat's sitting.
Yeah, but
sitting
an elephant sit like a cat? Sit like a cat.
They sit differently. They sit weird.
Yeah.
Do they
sit?
No. Don't elephants sit like a cat?
Do they sit like a cat?
I don't think elephants even sit, bro.
Okay,
well,
this
they
one
would,
I...
But they would go like...
Private browsing on how
I
do elephants sit.
I think the anus
sit.
Is facing... It's facing like to the front of the elephant when it sits.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Like, you mean to the front of the...
Like this.
Oh, right. I get
like
you.
Like the so anus is pointing
so
between
scooched,
the elephant's front
so
feet.
So they've scooched themselves so their feet is
Yeah, so the
out.
Anus might be pointing forward, not onto the earth.
And the anus is 100%... That's anus to the floor.
That is anus to the floor, dude. Like it's basically
you don't know where an elephant's anus is, do you?
No, you see what I've said that so many times.
You see where his tail is.
It's underneath the tail.
And you see where the tail is.
It's the same. Relatively, an elephant and a cat have the same butthole position.
Well, this elephant that's sitting on a like a log, like a toilet, that I can understand.
What?
Is an elephant sitting on a log?
That's the craziest way I've seen an elephant sit. It's sitting, well, like, yeah, sitting on a
sitting
toilet.
Like a, it looks like a man with a trunk. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't like this at all. Take your phone back. You're not reaching out to take it from me.
No, that's all right. Just put it on the table.
Jesus, we appreciate that. Okay.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, too big.
Yes. But okay. But Clifford grows as you love him. Love is what powers Clifford.
Yeah.
So how much do you love Clifford?
Well, I guess if it wrecks my house.
Because I think, I don't love Clifford at all.
So what if Clifford just stays the normal size?
No, he gets smaller. I hate him.
So I was going to say, okay. I was going to say, if you love Clifford, he gets bigger.
Yep.
And I guess if you hate Clifford, like, is it Jack's got a tiny one? But what if you're like rather, like, I don't know, Clifford neutral?
Well, then he would just be like a dog size. Yeah, yeah.
So I guess
you
got to love him to a good size and then just be like, meh.
No, I'm finished with loving this dog.
Okay, so you're going, okay.
Well, yeah, no, but
how small can Clifford get then?
Is he, well, for me, I don't know.
How big can he get?
Because I got to understand, is it like exponential love? So do you love Clifford up to a point and then you're like, I've loved him 40%,
yeah,
and he's 40% bigger,
yeah,
or is that not, do you know what I mean?
Here's another problem. What, so animals, do dogs know love? Is Clifford just like joy, love, same shit? So like feeding Clifford makes Clifford bigger,
but it's about, like, how much you love Clifford, not about how much Clifford loves you.
No, but I mean, like, but I feed Clifford and Clifford's growing because Clifford thinks I love them because I'm feeding.
Oh, so you're like, you're feeding the dog. The
I'm
dog
just looking
is like,
after the dog and it gets huge.
Because the dog is like, oh, I associate food with
love. I'm being loved by Joel
and
Lucia.
And being patted, I also, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
could be hard to get a small dog without neglecting the dog.
Well, I was going to neglect the dog.
Yeah.
Lock it in the laundry, go to work or whatever. You know, come back. Where's that little dog? He's too small. He's atomic. Okay. And I inhale him. Bada bing, bada boom.
Inhale him, and then he eats your guts.
I've not really trained him.
Oh my god! Yeah, actually, you inhale him.
Clifford misinterprets that as love. Grows huge inside me. I explode.
Eats all of your so he's like, your guts.
This guy is giving me his guts to eat. Yeah, what a lovely gesture.
Yeah, chest bursted, but
it's a dog.
Chest busted,
well,
but it's a dog.
It would be hard to train Clifford in the way, because what if the dog doesn't grow, or if he shrinks a bit, you're like, am I a bad owner?
Yeah, that's true. But that's kind of nice because you have a gauge.
I mean, you have a gauge, but what if you don't know? Like, as in, like, okay, what did I do? And then you kind of like, for example, if I try to train Clifford by either, like, you know, with the clicks or something like that, and he doesn't like it and he goes small, I'm like, well, I'm not training him because he hates it. I'm so sorry, boy. And I'd give him food.
True.
And then, like, depending what Clifford likes or what makes him grow bigger, and if I find out that is what makes, like, that's why he loves. He loves me. I'd basically maybe train him in bad habits.
Yes.
If I give Clifford ice cream and he's like, I love this, and I'm like, he loves me. I get, every time I give him an ice cream sandwich, he gets a bit bigger.
But I know.
And like, that's just weight gain. You stop giving
your
dog.
You're making your dog fat. That's what's happening.
Ice cream sandwich. Jesus.
He's not growing in size. He's just
The dog knows what cheeseburger is. He shouldn't know what cheeseburger is.
It's like when people learn the taste of human flesh, it drives them mad. Dogs have the same thing with cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
if a dog figures out what a cheeseburger tastes like,
that's
it's over.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah,
but Zamet, I mean, you're the owner of two cats currently.
Yes.
And like, obviously you love these cats and these cats love you. But there's boundaries. Mm. And like, the cats would love to stand on a table. They love standing on the dining
room
table.
They do. I try to pick them up, like, please don't.
But you do try and stop them.
I do try,
And you will tell them off when they do a wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I'll spray them with water.
Yeah, so presumably if they were growing in size from love and neglect or whatever, spraying them with water would make them shrink a bit and you would feel bad, but like, I mean, you already know that.
Yeah,
so I think that you might be okay.
But what if
I
you
feel
get,
like
what
being if it, an, it's the same with being a parent. Like, you gotta, if your kid's being a shithead kid, you gotta pick it up and shake it. Stop that!
You gotta spray it.
Calm
down!
Okay,
no, let's not do that.
Stop pushing over the other little boys and be a good little boy.
I know a well with your name on it. No, I'm
my
good
dark
now,
secret.
Actually. Sorry.
Son, stop making me pick you up and shake you in front of all the other kids to set an example.
But what if with Clifford, like you were saying earlier, like you, that you, it doesn't make sense. Like, what if one day you're coming home late at night and you hit him with your car? But he's human.
Wait, you hit him with his car and he gets bigger.
That's not where I thought that sentence was going to end.
What? So, yeah, like, you don't know. So, like, one day you're just coming home from, you know, when you're just coming home from work one day and you just hit your dog with a car, but then it gets big?
Yeah. What fuck you up?
Oh, my dog's into being hit by cars?
Well, you wouldn't know what it meant. That'd be confusing.
What? Yeah. It would be confusing. I will give you that. I would be baffled.
Why did I run my dog?
Oh my god, I hit my dog. Oh wait, he loved it.
He's huge
playing
now.
I would also assume that it was like a fight or flight response. He got big so he didn't die and then might hit me.
Yeah, that's fair. He might turn around and eat you.
Yeah.
That would be frightening as well with a big Clifford. Yeah.
Well, another problem with a big Clifford is if you've been loving him way too much, like a handful of nuts is not going to set the...
I'm going to need him. Fucking a sack full of nuts.
Yeah, it just feels like it's an expensive...
a full-on nut sack.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
going to need to be like, Clifford, you've been a good dog. Here's a full-on nut sack.
You know those nut sacks that you give like elephants at the circus?
Yeah. Your dog is huge, but not very healthy. This is the biggest, sickest dog I've ever seen. That's what the vet will say. Well,
are you been feeding this dog just straight nuts? Yeah.
Well, yeah, from a nut sack.
Yeah.
You doing it for a joke? What?
So you're trying a dog.
Dogs are not here for nuts or whatever, right?
What joke, vet? Is this funny to you?
My dog's very sick.
Yeah, fix him.
Because you feed it nuts. I don't understand what the hell you're saying to me, dude.
Yeah, he likes nuts.
I know.
It's how I train him.
How do you think I got him to be so well behaved? I gave him all these fucking nuts, and now you're telling me. What are you saying?
Sir,
to me?
Is your dog well behaved, or is it just slow because it's very sick?
Yes.
Yeah, it's slow.
Yeah, but
because I trained it to be slow.
All right, slower, slower.
Good dog.
Good boy.
He's a sack full of nuts.
Is so with dogs.
Yeah.
Generally, like the smaller dogs, they have a bit like a longer lifespan, and a larger dog, well, not as long.
Yeah. I'd
say. So,
bad ticker.
Yeah. So
Scooby-Doo, canon dead.
Dead
from old age. Probably less. Between 9 and 12.
Yeah, I would say so.
So with Clifford,
Didn't even make it to high school.
If he ends up, like, you know, basically with a heart the size of Farlap's.
Oh, yeah.
Is he just going to, like, go out, like, in a very, I guess...
You hit him with your car, he gets huge, heart attack, dead. You don't know what went down.
I
guess in many ways, what nature wanted to happen happened, but not in the way that nature intended.
Because it just seems that you only have like a small time with Clifford.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't even train him because, again, that time frame is quite...
Your life is just chaos with Clifford, and then he dies of old age.
Well, no, he just dies of a heart attack. At the ripe old age, you're still a puppy.
I don't know why, but the idea of a dog dying of a heart attack is a bit funny.
Yeah, well, it's because it's such a human death.
Yeah.
And because you're a imagining the dog being like, ah!
I am imagining
clutching
the dog
at
being
its
like,
chest.
Ah!
Like, get me to a hospital.
You imagine,
Reggie, run me to a hospital. Right, Ricker.
Because you've got Clifford, like a puppy Clifford the size of, say, a street.
Yeah.
And just, having a heart attack.
Yeah, that's sad.
And then just collapsing.
You got to hit him a couple times so he gets little and healthier.
But when I hit him with my car, he got big.
Yeah, but not with a car.
Not with a car. Or just Rolled don't give him nuts. You don't have to hit him. Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. Just don't give him nuts and he gets smaller because he thinks you hate him.
I just think it'd be, because if you're riding that wave between he's too big to live to, like, manageable, and then if he's manageable size, that he just does, he's not having a good time.
Mm.
So he's either going to have to be the happiest dog, but again,
it dies quick.
Dead puppy.
Yeah.
Brightest light burns the fastest.
Or miserable, but
lives
long-lived.
A decent amount of life.
The true irony and cruelty of life.
So
I guess you don't want to... Clifford's hard to train for the emotional turmoil
It is a bit of an emotional turmoil. Because again,
a long,
want to love this
abusive
dog.
Life or a short, good one.
It's like, you know, as soon as you get Clifford, you might give him, I don't know, a birthday cake. Because you're like, welcome to the fam or whatever. And then he's like, has such a great time. And then he eats the cake, gets as big as a house, dies.
Done. Yeah,
and you're like, well, for that beautiful 12 hours, he was the happiest dog. Or you're like, no, nothing but, I don't know, water and stale bread, and you're sleeping in this laundry. And then he lives to the ripe old age of, I don't know, 68.
So it's
outlives you, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
by 25 years.
Wow. That's a bummer.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, man, the back of my laptop is naked and disgusting. Everywhere I go, I see people look and give it stares of discomfort and shame. If only there was a way of making it pure and right in the eyes of God. Oh, shit, yes there is. SansPantsRadio.com/shop and cover it in far too many stickers. Now no one will question my morals or my faith in the heavenly creator, for I have covered up my laptop's gross dirty bits. Thank you, SansPantsRadio.com/shop, for this wondrous gift.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, like, he's again, a tough...
It's a bit of a moral...
I hope he cries at my funeral.
Yeah, me too. It's fucked up to have a dog at a funeral. Yeah. Dogs can't mourn.
Dogs go to funerals.
Dogs mourn all the time.
What's fucked up is sometimes people, like, bury my dog with me.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Bury me with my dog.
Yeah.
I say. Anyway,
So I think Clifford's kind of hard just for the emotional turmoil, and I think it would just, you know, no thank you,
well,
too hard.
I think a dog, big physical difficulty, is Crypto the super dog, Superman's dog.
Oh, yeah.
So I imagine Superman, he's like, Jackson, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You train my dog while I'm gone. Maybe I put up flyers. Maybe I need some quick cash. I can train dogs. My name's Jackson. Here's the number.
Yeah.
Because Crypto, he's got all the powers of Superman.
Well, yeah, he's got laser eyes.
Laser eyes, flying. He's super strong. I said flying weird.
I guess.
Freeze breath.
Freeze breath. Has a cape. X-ray vision. Got a cape. Can see my balls wherever he wants.
Knows what I've hidden treats.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, I can just think, you know, you put like a treat in one hand. Like, where is it, Crypto? He just looks at like one hand. That it is in, uses his laser to burn me a little, so I open my hand, and there's a hump that's good for treats.
No, those nuts were for a treat, Crypto.
I tell it to sit, and he looks at me, and I'm like, what if he lasers me? I don't want to. He x-ray visions my balls, I'm sterile.
What are you looking at? Why are you looking at my balls? Do I have cancer in the other ball, Crypto the super dog? Are you one of those dogs that can tell when a guy's about to fucking die?
Did you just give me fucking my other nut cancer?
Did you just fuck my other nut? Getting down on my knees and holding his stupid golden retriever head in my hand.
Did you just give me?
Did you just fuck up my other nut? Crypto, I swear to fucking God, you have to say.
Crypto, did you just ruin my swimmers? Crypto, you gotta help Crypto.
I had perfectly good sperm.
I had amazing sperm, Crypto. Crypto.
You fuck a dog.
You fucking dog.
I hate you. You've wrecked my...
You're a fucker dog, Crypto.
You're going to be getting fucking small. He's not getting smaller. What the fuck?
I'm going to take you to get spayed again. Revenge.
Yeah, you can't neuter or spay that dog.
Yeah. He's got balls of steel. God damn. Super fuck. Getting him back and being like, what? What? Why is he all shaved around the groin? I tried to spay him out of revenge, but... Well, yeah, you can probably tell what happened. Yeah. I'm not hiring you again. Yeah, fair call, man.
Playing tug
your dog hates me. Maybe gave me dick, kids. So fair
25
enough.
Bucks or whatever. I'll be out of here.
Yeah, he gave my other testicle cancer, and I think I'm like pretty sterile.
Yeah,
right
I think
now.
I'm having.
You
fucked me up,
before
man.
This, my cum was thick.
It was great, but now it's watery and gross. I think I'm guessing.
I didn't come.
I haven't come yet, but I will after
I'm
this.
I'm too scared. I didn't want it where he was in the house because, again, like I could put him in the laundry or whatever, but he can see through.
He can just get out. Yeah. So
plus, like, look, it's a door. Yeah. It's made of not even wood at this point.
Yeah, he can just break through. Also, yeah. I think realistically, the moment I get Crypto, he just flies away. Well, it just slides out of my hand, and I'm like, oh,
if I
no.
have a lead, it's on Crypto's.
I'm glad Superman doesn't kill.
I'm going to be in such trouble.
If you have just a lead on Crypto and then he just like yanks you up, you are now going going for a ride, and you better hold on to that lead.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can pull back, because he's got like a neck of steel.
Well, yeah,
good. So you're like, stop it! And he's like, I'm not doing nothing to me, idiot.
And does he just dislocate my arm and then flies off?
Well, you would have to tie, like, very quickly tie it around your arm, and yeah, it will dislocate, but at least you're not falling to your death.
So I was just imagining him just like Crypto will just do like a lovely, gentle, like, floating off. But dogs bolt.
Yeah.
And the moment
dislocate.
And like the moment that Crypto realizes that you are not as strong as Superman, and he can probably get away with a lot more.
Oh yeah, I'm in trouble.
You're gonna get smeared on a billboard.
He's gonna fly over the billboard, and I'm gonna swing into it on the lead.
Yeah, done.
Like
when I was like younger, when we first got our dog, little corgi by the name of Tito.
This sounds like it's gonna be a sad story.
No, it's cute. So we got a little dog, and like I was, you know, what, like 3 or 4 or whatever, and I was like, I want to hold the lead to walk the dog. And my dad, I don't know why, was like, all right, gave me the lead.
Strong for a 3 or 4 year old.
I must have been like maybe five. Anyway, held the dog's lead, and Tito looked back and realized. Is that, oh, I'm basically the same size of this man who is, or this little boy who is holding me, and he ran.
Oh, no.
I had such a graze on my titties and chest. I think I nearly got like a whole nipple just grazed off on the asphalt.
Yeah, and if
so
you,
like,
if you
that was a corgi.
Yeah, if you amplify that by about 100, I'm having no facial features, no nipple, no genitals.
Because you're imagining him just like Crypto just floating off or flying. Yeah. What if he just goes for a run?
He just runs.
Dogs love to run.
I fall flat on my face and grind to a paste.
Yeah.
I stand up and I'm just red down the front of me. Where?
Ow. No. Just like half as
super.
Big.
I have no.
My skull's a semicircle.
I have no lips.
Calling you guys and being like, boys, I made a really bad mistake. I'm in real trouble right
Superman
now.
Superman took advantage of my dog walking business.
You know my dog walking business. I'm trying to make some money on this.
World's
side.
Most unsuccessful dog walking business.
Why do you sound so wet, Jackson? You know how much I love the front of my body. Yeah.
It's your favorite bit. Yeah.
You love that part of you. Well, I've got some bad news.
Oh, what's happened, buddy?
Can you come pick me up?
No worries, where are you?
Where are you, dude? I can't see. I can't see. My eyes got grounded to the pavement.
Oh, no.
You just sit down. We'll be right there. Right there.
Oh, my God, Jackson. I don't know if they can. I know this will suck to hear. I don't know if they can reattach that. I think you're like this forever.
I don't know if they, maybe for some what, but it's a pace.
Yeah,
I look behind. Look, you can't see, but it's behind you. It's just like, it's just a smear, dude. It starts off a bit pink down the, and then it just gets redder.
Is Crypto the super dog still around?
Oh no!
Oh,
he is long gone, man.
He's holding a lead and chewed through.
Do you think Superman's gonna be mad at me?
Do you think Superman's gonna forgive me?
I think he's gonna feel really bad, to be honest.
Cuts his hand. Well, I'm not paying you.
You lost my dog.
Superman, I'm half a guy from the front.
Your fucking dog did.
Look what he did.
I'm fucking half a. What are you? You're not getting financial compensation?
No, you're a dog.
I paid you for a service.
If anything, you owe me money.
You,
I'm just gonna, super dog.
Yeah. Just goes into your back pocket, takes out your wallet, takes out a 50. Yeah.
Well, I hope you ever think about our chat, Superman. Jackson, he's dropping.
Oh, man.
No, I just get like a paper cut out of myself that I just stick to the front of my body. This'll do.
This works a little.
In the mirror, it looks the same.
So, yeah, obviously some problems with trying
to... Yeah, there's like a huge problem with... I think the only way you could train Crypto is with Kryptonite.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's fucked up to be like...
I'm going to Kryptonite a dog.
To punish a dog by making it very sick briefly.
Well, there are some Kryptonites that just make him normal. Yeah?
Oh, that's true.
So, like... Or what
Crypto the normal dog.
Or what you can do is go to a place like shut basically because he's like Superman where he gets the power from the Earth's yellow sun. So what we're going to do is make
put
sure
him in a hole.
Yeah,
you ready for another walkie of the sewers?
Yeah, you ready to go underground once more?
Why would I get my dog back? Does he smell like shit, Jackson?
Well.
I'm afraid of being pasted.
But let me tell you a story.
But I like walking the dog through human shit.
Yeah. Because yeah, all you got to do is only walk him at nights.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And during the day, make sure he's nowhere near windows.
But also, like, if he decides that, like you were saying earlier, if I'm like, crypto, do this, and he decides not to do that, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. If I'm like, right.
Unless you got kryptonite, then there's a lot you can do.
Yeah. If I've got kryptonite, but where am I getting kryptonite?
Where are you getting kryptonite from?
And like, Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Lex. Mr. Mayor?
Mr. President, maybe?
Mr. President, can I come in? How did you get into the White House?
I walked.
I just did.
Yeah. I knew the address.
Yeah. Then you got the problem, though. If you walk up to, say, the Mr. President's house, and you're like, hey, can you help me with Superman's dog?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, don't worry, Jackson. I'll take care of this.
Oh, thank
and
God.
And then you're part but then you're part of Lex Luthor's nefarious
diabolical plan
to get back at Superman. And then you know who's gonna blame you?
Superman.
Well, I'm not paying you the $25.
You revealed my location to my arch nemesis, Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor filled Crypto's mouth with a poison kryptonite gas. Well, I didn't tell him that.
Yeah. Like, Lex Luthor took my beautiful dog, Crypto, and made him his best friend. Now Crypto hates me.
Well, will Lex pay me $25?
I do not know, Jackson. Maybe you should go ask him.
Okay. It's hard to make money.
Four. I've been on 3 walks. One to here, one with your dog, and now one from back.
Now I gotta walk
here
to the White House again.
Oh my God. Carry me. You can fly, yeah.
It's 4 p.m. and I've already racked up 6,500 steps. This is a big day.
I'm calling it. Today's a big day, okay? Yeah. This means when I get home, I get to have a good lie down.
Yeah,
Please leave my house.
I've got one of those foot spas, Superman. You know those like foot massage
spas? You just
spas?
Put your feet in them and like even...
They kind of vibrate a bit and it feels weird.
But it kind of also feels like awesome, Superman. Yeah. Do you know those ones?
Because you know when you've had like a hard day just like on your feet?
Yeah.
You know what that feels like,
you know
Superman?
What it feels like to have an exhaust... Yeah. Can I sit down, Superman?
Do you even use your feet, Superman?
Can I have a bath, Superman? Aren't you like... Sort of like Christ, yeah. So you have to let me.
Superman, can you do a thing? Will you just like laser a hole in this ground, and then can you freeze breath it, and then can you laser it again so that it becomes a nice bath for me?
Yeah. Superman, if I get on like a disc of some kind, can you like throw that like a frisbee in the White House?
It's less relaxed. I'm just curious.
And it sounds like the quickest way to get me there. Or just throw me whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thrown into a building or
smeared.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess Crypto was hard to train.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Feckle, Jackson. Okay,
you're right. Crypto is quite hard to train. But I think another dog that would be very hard to train, because again, I don't know how I'd even go about this, but is Star Wars' very own Chewbacca.
Ah, yes.
See,
yes,
next,
yes.
Man dog.
Man dog.
He's basically a man dog. First off, opposable thumbs. Can use a crossbow.
Can, oh, yeah.
And is angry when they lose a chess game.
Yeah.
That's true. It is funny to imagine you coming home expecting your Chewbacca man dog to like run up to you really excitedly, but he's just in the kitchen with a crossbow.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
I'm like, Chewbacca. You know, go fetch my newspaper from the lawn. He goes, blah, 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 and then he's eating my own cereal out of the fridge or whatever.
You're expecting to come home, Chewbacca's happy to see you, but instead he's waiting at the front door and just gouges your eyes with his thumb.
Why?
I gotta be free.
I haven't thought about Chewbacca's noises in so long, and I would not even know where to start on
making
one.
Give it a go. Let's hear it. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's more Tarzan.
What are you?
Captain Caveman. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah, Chewbacca's different.
It was always loud. Like, again, if Chewbacca is Chewbaccaing in the backyard, and I go and try and put, like, a shock collar on him or something, because I'm a terrible dog owner.
Yeah.
I'm getting my arm ripped off.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He loves ripping off arms. That's a Chewbacca thing.
Chewbacca feels like if you've got Chewbacca as a dog, very quickly you will become the dog, and Chewbacca will have your house.
Also, Chewbacca, matted fur, bad shits.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. Chewbacca, please. Do not sit on the
anything
because you've got dingleberries.
Yeah,
Chewbacca, you always got dingleberries.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like comb him, like try and get rid of all that kind of stuff. And he's loud and angry. And again, when you have like that kind of matted fur, trying to like comb an animal like that is going to be like some.
You're going
to
get your eyes
gouged. Usually, you either get a meow or some scratches on your arm, that kind of stuff. Whereas Chewbacca, once again, he's going to rip my arms off.
I reckon the best move with Chewbacca, if I could give you some advice.
Okay.
Okay. We take him to a dog room and get them to just shave him down to the bone.
Yeah, I agree. Because I would be like, let's shave Chewbacca.
Yeah, Yeah.
But if then, you shave Chewbacca, does he just look like a man?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And then you could just say, this is my friend or whatever.
Yeah. This is my, well, he's got like a dog face.
You put up,
see?
Yeah, that is difficult.
We just shave Chewbacca. I think at least let me shave around the arse area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if I can find what a shaved Wookiee looks like.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty humiliating for Chewbacca if he has a shaved arse.
Well, like, what if I go, because how do I even broach the subject? At least he can understand English.
That's
true. Or at least galactic.
Oh, no.
What's it look like?
Just a man.
Okay. I don't know what you guys are saying, but it's
Chewbacca
upsetting
can understand me. So if I'm like, "Hey, Chewbacca, you got a lot. This is my beautiful couch.
You
sit down.
Oh no,
you are filtering it up a lot.
Yeah.
So let me just. Oh no, let me just shave you a little.
What about this one? Is this one better?
Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, what if you shave Chewbacca's asshole?
Okay. What if I go have a shower and I'm like, Chewie, come on.
Get in the shower.
No, showering with Chewbacca's fucked up.
Yeah, come in the shower with their dog and
Chewbacca's
stuff.
Bigger than you. It's fucked up.
So I'm like, come on, let's have a shower. Come on. I'll wear some boardies.
Oh, if you're wearing boardies, it's
a lot. Yeah.
But hey,
what if I go down to my local pool?
Yeah.
And I'm like, 2 tickets to the pool, please. Hey. Me and my very hairy friend. And then
hairy friend have dingleberries?
No.
Wait, why are you trying to pay more for the pool?
Well, they won't allow a dog in the pool.
Yeah, you can't let a dog in the pool.
So, okay,
it was the floor of my lodge.
And because he's upright like a man, I'd get a towel around his dingleberries.
Clever.
And when we walk into the pool, we're like, thank you. And then we hop into the spa.
Oh, and he gets nice and clean.
Why don't you just put him in the ocean? Free.
The ocean is free.
My question about
shaving Chewbacca's asshole is, if he sits on your couch, is it straight? Does Chewbacca have ass cheeks?
Oh, yeah, because he's upright.
Yeah, but I guess we never see his bum. So
he's upright,
fair enough. He must have ass cheeks. He's sitting.
Yeah.
He's sitting, isn't he? So he must have bum.
I don't
want
to Google that.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
How do you evolve beautiful cheeks?
Well, because monkeys don't.
Yeah, if a monkey sits directly on your couch, it'll leave a little anus print.
Like,
So probably Chewbacca would too, I would imagine.
Yeah, but the monkeys aren't upright all the time.
Yeah, good point. Fair call.
Yeah, that is fair. That is a fair call.
Is it being upright makes you evolve ass cheeks?
I'm no arse scientist.
I'm whilst a whole man, I'm no
arse scientist. I will call myself king of the whole man. I do not know necessarily what caused cheeks to develop.
I just know that I love them.
I just know I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Or of what's hidden within them, like the pearl in a clam. do you think Han Solo would be an issue for you when he's like, give me back my guy?
Why is my friend's got a shaved asshole?
Ah, Chewie, what did I do to you?
He's my dog. Get away.
This man, he's not your dog. He's my co-pilot.
Dog. He's getting... Every time, as the blaster pierces my sternum and just before it just goes into my heart, I'm thinking, every fucking time that I drove to the beach, he could have been driving instead. And I could have had a nap, but
that's
instead, that fucking dog was like, no, you drive.
What's funny about this is that I thought you were like, oh, I know that he's a sentient guy. But it's funny if you went to the pound and they're like, pick a dog. And you're like, what about this fucked up huge guy? He's not even sitting like a dog.
Tell me about this 6'6" standing up guy.
Yeah,
he's
like
got like a bandolier. That's cool.
Did that crossbow come with him?
He's got like a bandana around his neck. That's cute.
Yeah. He's, I don't know. He's we don't know what breed he is. Really, he's a mutt. Yeah.
Yeah,
some kind of fucked up freak dog.
I'll take this freak dog.
Yeah, take him. Yeah, bring him home. Yeah,
hard to train because again, or if he's a co-pilot, maybe I think he's got the instinct to drive.
Yeah,
and so every time he grabs the wheel, I'm like, no, bad dog. And then we have a crash.
That's true. Then Chewbacca runs away.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there I am, steering wheel in my guts, being like, my dog. Someone help me. Oh, he's calling out because he misses me already.
I think the way this ends with the Millennium is with the Millennium Falcon just crashing into your house, killing you both.
Yeah. Han Solo was drunk at the wheel. No co-pilot to save him.
Yeah, normally Chewie drives in those moments.
Well, Wookiees can't drink.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, yeah, it's not allowed. Except on Life Day, where they can have a little wine.
Just a little snifter of brandy.
So, 2 out of 3 of the dogs killed us, the other one wrecked everything.
Yeah. Well, I think you probably would be killed by Clifford at some point. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
You'd be eating in sleep. Yeah, really. Like, again, the moment that any of us try to kind of rough play with a dog, like you get a chutoy to play wrestle
with. The moment I say bad dog, I am in half.
The moment Clifford, probably.
The moment Clifford realizes he's getting smaller, he's like, oh, no, this is my time to act.
It's bad. You know what we were saying before? Clifford in me gets big.
Yeah.
It's bad if you're in Clifford and he gets small.
Yeah, that's
so much worse.
Yeah, or well, if you're in Clifford and he just keeps getting bigger, because
then you live inside a dog. That's cool.
You're doing the whole dinosaur thing.
Yeah. I don't like it if Clifford's getting bigger as I'm in him, because I'm like, I got a vore dog.
Yeah, it's bad to be vored by your dog. Most people avoid it.
Yeah, I hate that I can tell he's loving this. Yeah, he's rubbing the sides of the inside of his belly. He's getting bigger and bigger. I'm like, maybe if he gets big enough, I can walk out.
Probably actually, because again, you'd be like patting his belly as it goes like further away from you. Like, I know what's happening.
Yeah, I can
tell. I've
been vored. Fucking love.
And then you gotta just punch the inside of his stomach to shrink him around you. Like shrink wrap.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And then I end up dying asphyxiated.
Suffocating by dog skin. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like the front cover of the Michael J. Fox Frighteners, where a ghost coming out of a wall, but you coming out of a big red dog.
Yeah.
And that's like the same day me and Zaman are coming around for dinner, and we're like, what happened? What led to this?
What happened? You, just a half man. And
yeah.
Me holding being picked up by my dog.
This was a bad week for us all to get fucked dogs, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have chosen an easy dog like Lassie.
Don't even have a well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been an issue.
No.
Well, I guess the moral of today's episode is that all dogs are bad. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Take your dog back.
Just get Skippy to kick you in the balls.
Best way to train
a dog. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, this is good, wholesome fun.
Look, you trade a handful of nuts, you're getting your nuts kicked in. So that's pretty good. Exactly.
Nuts for nuts. Perfect balance, as all things are. Should be. Goodbye.
Did we fuck up? Or maybe you want to tell us what a good job we did and rank us in terms of handsomeness. Trick question, it's one all of us collectively. Well, now you can. Just email us at dearplumbingthedeathstar@gmail.com and we promise to take your constructive criticism on board.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.